The life and activities of Jesus is divided into two: prayer and doing the work for the kingdom. He always had time to pray amidst busyness in the proclamation of the kingdom of God to others. For him, it is not complete just to show, share, and live the goodness of God. If he does not commune with his Father in heaven, his prayer is the reflection of his deep and loving relationship with his Father. So there are two quite different activities of Jesus featured in today's gospel. The first is his work of healing. He heals Simon Peter's mother-in-law by taking her by the hand and lifting her up, and goes on to heal many sick people who were brought to the door of the house. But this healing activity was in public and greatly appreciated by everyone. The whole town came crowding around the door, according to the Gospel of St. Mark. Then the second activity is much more private. In the morning, long before dawn, Jesus goes out by himself to a lonely place to pray. Jesus knew that the source of his life-giving work was his relationship with God, which finds important expression in his prayer. So the activity of prayer was as important to him as his work of healing. So my dear brothers and sisters, if Jesus gives importance to these two activities of daily lives, how much more for us? We need to pray to be strengthened in doing the mission entrusted to us. We do the works of God because that is the fruit of our prayers, that is to be united with God and with our brothers and sisters. We need to pray because it is in prayer that we acknowledge our dependence on God, renew, rejuvenate, and recharge us to be instruments and channels of the presence of God to others. In prayer, we are one with God, and we share the fruits, the graces, the blessings that God gave us for others. So as the Lord tells us, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing." So my dear brothers and sisters, so let us approach the Lord with expectant faith. God's healing power restores us not only to health, but to active service and care of others. There's no trouble he does not want to help us with, and there's no bandage that he can set us free from. So let us always pray and be the source of healing for others. So let us imitate the Lord. Pray to strengthen us to continue the mission of Jesus, and that we may bring healing and blessings to to others every day. Pray and do the works of the kingdom. Do the mission that Christ entrusted to us. And we can do that if we are in deep relationship with God. So pray and bring healing for others.